In July of 2021, I was working at a grocery store. And one day I was stocking shelves with my back turned when I felt a hand on my shoulder. And I immediately stepped back, and when I turned round, there was this woman standing in front of me. And she was so close to me, and she touched me, and I felt fear. I was startled, and I was shaken. And she saw this, and she saw me. And we just hovered in that moment until finally she said, "Your hair is beautiful." And I thought, well, shit. She was kind. You know, she wanted to share a moment of kindness with me, simply compliment me. And at that point, I had become so hardened that I couldn't even be present enough to receive it, to be seen by her. And I felt ashamed. And in that moment, I just wanted to disappear. And now I'd been practicing this art of disappearance for some time, because not only was I an essential worker during this ongoing pandemic, but I also came out as transgender. So I wasn't only just hiding behind customer service smiles at work, but I was hiding from mirrors and disappearing in photos. And I was avoiding the touch and embrace, not only of others, but that of myself. And it took the touch on my shoulder of a complete stranger to make me wake up and realize it wasn't just that I'd forgotten how to be present in my body, but that I was truly afraid to be. Now, I wanted to just run away. I wanted to go somewhere where I could introduce myself, say who I was, and no one would know any different. No one would doubt me. I wanted to find some place where I had agency over my body, where I felt like I had agency over the space around it. I just wanted to find some place, any place that maybe, just maybe, would make me feel like home. So I decided I would solo travel the country. And I get asked all the time what my favorite place I traveled to was. And, you know, it never really immediately comes to my mind to name a city or one of the mountains that I got to climb, but I do reach towards my ribs and touch my tattoo that I chose, that's mine, just for me. The first place I altered my body permanently for the first time, or the touch of my little cousin's hand in a hospital room after she'd received surgery on a broken arm. Or later that night, in front of the mirror, when I held my chest down and back, met my own eyes, and told myself who I was and what I wanted for the first time, and began this journey to make my body my own. So, along with my goal to make it to the West Coast, I was also searching for surgeons, trying to figure out how the hell health insurance works in this country. I was trying to get letters from therapists and psychiatrists, and oh God, how am I ever going to be able to afford this? And I hope we're all learning how incredibly difficult and just overwhelming accessing any form of gender-affirming care or surgery can be in this country, especially right now. And you know, when you're in the thick of it, you just feel like the odds are stacked against you, right? And you really think that you might not make it. But in November of 2021, I made it to the West Coast. And I was just so excited to see the Pacific Ocean for the first time. So I ran towards that water. And when we first touched, as it washed over my feet, I began to dance. I began to kick and splash, and I was spinning around in circles, and I started laughing. And this laughter made its way to tears, because I made it. I made it all the way across. And this body, this beautiful body that I had been so afraid of and so ashamed in, it carried me there. And moments after I stepped out of that water, I got a phone call from a surgeon's office in Los Angeles to schedule a consult appointment just 4 days later. Now, for those of you who know and those of you who don't, that type of appointment is not always so easy to get. And that turnaround time is rarely ever just 4 days. So, you know, I just ran back out into that water and I splashed and I kicked and I spun around in circles dancing and laughing. And then I just looked out to the water in front of me and I let out, "My name is O'Malley. My name is O'Malley. And I am coming home. I am coming home." Nearly a year later, in October of 2022, I returned to California. And on the 21st, I received my life-saving top surgery. On the 27th of October, I saw and I touched and I embraced my true chest for the first time. I stood in front of a mirror and I looked unafraid. And I saw that home staring back at me. About 3 weeks ago, I was standing in the middle of a dance floor with friends, and I joined them as we lifted up our shirts, revealing our scars, mine still so tender, so new. And we embraced one another. I can touch. I can bare my chest and share my once most painful, now most precious point with others and dance. And I can feel joy in that touch and euphoric in my body. I can trace the story I've told you tonight across my chest. Because now it's in touch that I come home to this beautiful body that I've designed, that I've fought for, and that I trust. Thank you.